listening to that, Gregory Campbell of the DUP and Alex Maskey of Sinn Féin. Gregory, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, there you have it, Gregory. Gerry Adams reaffirming his support for policing. You would praise him for that, wouldn't you?
Well, what we have to look at is the course of the 96 hours preceding that. You know, I think most people thought that whatever outcome there would be in the long run, which we have yet to see, but most people knew that given the length of time that had elapsed from the Jean McConville killing and kidnapping and her body disappearing, and now, that it was extremely unlikely that charges would flow on Saturday night. Now, we don't know what will happen in the future. And I think I said this on your Five Live program on Saturday night before he was released, so I'm not making this comment now on hindsight. I said it at the time that I thought it was extremely unlikely that charges would flow on Saturday night. And I think Sinn Féin knew that. So despite that knowledge that most people had, we had the hysterical overreaction of Martin McGuinness, where he was effectively saying there are certain circumstances under which we, Sinn Féin, will review our attitude to policing. And one of those circumstances appeared to be the possible charging of Gerry Adams.
Let's just hear what Martin McGuinness said on Friday night. He said the decision to arrest and apply for more time to question Gerry Adams could lead to Sinn Féin reassessing their position.
This scenario will either be resolved in a satisfactory way, in which case we will continue to press on, continue to support the reformers within policing who have made such a, I think, massive contribution to the change of the policing arrangements that we have enjoyed over the course of recent times. Or the situation will not work out in a way that we believe that it should. If it doesn't, then we will have to review that situation, and we will have to review that situation in the context of continuing with our very positive and constructive role within what is a vitally important peace process.
So, Alex Maskey, if he didn't get what he wanted, there was an R in there. If he didn't get what he wanted, what was he going to do? How's that not a threat?
Well, it's not a threat. It's quite simply, Stephen, a statement of fact and reality. I mean, I made the point on the BBC last evening that even in the last couple of days when I myself was making the allegations on behalf of Sinn Féin on television around and on radio around this issue, that I personally was working with the senior officers in the PSNI to tackle problems within my own constituency. And, you know, was dealing with that on a constructive and sensible basis with the senior police officer on the ground, as you would expect me to do and want me to do, and had a very good and positive response from those officers.
Those words were written down by Martin McGuinness. It wasn't off the top of his head. No, Sinn Féin are very good at coordinating words and getting their message right. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Why did Martin McGuinness issue a threat? Why did he do it? The First Minister has described it as bully boy tactics, a despicable, thuggish attempt to blackmail the police, said Peter Robinson.
Well, I mean, Peter can describe it whatever way he wants to. You know, and the DUP would criticise the police on a daily basis. So let's not, you know, be fooled by another party saying that they would never criticise the police. We all will criticise the police if we think the police are doing wrong. We say our support for policing is support for good policing.
This is not about criticism. This is about threatening support for the police. Now, Gerry Adams put that right last night, but the point is the man sitting beside him, Martin McGuinness, didn't.
Stephen, whenever you ask a question, you should let the questioner answer, actually. You know, I've been doing the interviews along with Martin McGuinness and Gerry Kelly and others in the past number of days. We've all been making the same statements, all been making the same commentary. We haven't been threatening anything. We've been making it very clear our annoyance and our anger about the way in which this has been handled. And I think that's been vindicated. And you heard from Gerry Adams yourself personally last night, and you've repeated some of that this morning again. So we are very entitled to make the criticism that we did. And we will always review how we deal with the police in these matters, because our support for policing, as I said, Stephen, is about making sure we have a proper, professional, fair and impartial police service. And that's what we're working towards getting.
Gregory Campbell.
Sorry, Stephen, you never let me finish, sir.
Well, we're going to have a discussion over the next 15 or 20 minutes. Gregory, obviously...
Well, if you want to have a 15-minute discussion, at least let me finish one answer.
Well, I thought you had.
I hadn't, because you interrupted me in the middle of a sentence. So how did you think I finished my answer?
What else would you like to say?
Well, I would just like to say that our support for policing is to make sure we get a professional and a fair police service, and we're making some considerable headway toward that. And that's what we will continue to do. We will criticise the police at any time when we feel that they haven't done that, and we will assess how we deal with that at the time.
Gregory Campbell, so Sinn Féin are essentially saying all they were doing was criticising the police. They were not threatening to withdraw support from the police.
No, that's not what they were doing. I mean, let's be clear about criticism. Everybody criticises the police and any other public sector organisation if they think they get operational issues wrong. Of course they do. I mean, people criticise the civil service, people criticise the BBC, criticise all sorts of organisations. That's not the same thing. What we are talking about here is there is supposed to be cross-party consensus on support for the rule of law. That is what that is the essence of any democracy. We can all have our differences and our objections to certain things that may flow from that, but that is the underlying emphasis of the rule of law, which is that support for the courts, the police, and the judiciary is there. Now, if Martin McGuinness at the weekend indicated that there are certain circumstances, and he was alluding to one, which was the questioning and possible charging of the leader of Sinn Féin, that was a circumstance which would allow them to review their position on the courts, the judiciary, and the rule of law, and the police service. He was saying that means there are certain circumstances under which Sinn Féin will roll back from their commitment to policing. That's what that was indicating. And it was explicitly said. Now, Gerry Adams appeared to roll back from that.
Well, it wasn't explicitly said. It was interpreted by many. It was not explicitly said. It was interpreted by many commentators as to what Martin McGuinness meant, but it was not explicitly said.
Well, he said that they would review their position in terms of policing. That is what he said. And that was in the context of Gerry Adams's arrest and questioning in relation to a very, very serious issue, a murder. That's what Gerry Adams was being questioned about. Now, that means to the wider community that there are certain circumstances in relation to Sinn Féin's own senior membership that will make them review their status in relation to the courts, the judiciary, the police, and the rule of law.
If you truly believe that, Gregory Campbell, what are you doing in government with them?
Well, you see, Sinn Féin made a commitment. Well, first thing is, Catholics vote for Sinn Féin. That's the first thing. That is something that I regret, but they do. Now, they also have made commitments over a period of time which indicated that they were totally in support of the courts and the rule of law.
Do you believe them?
Well, we can only take them at face value and then interpret what they say and what they do from their comments.
And given what Martin McGuinness said, but then what Gerry Adams has said last night, where he stated categorically he supported the PSNI.
Right. Well, and the two things don't sit easily together, do they? The two things do not sit very easily together. So Sinn Féin are going to have to resolve whatever difficulties, whatever tensions there are, whether it's dissident threats or positions of inner republicanism or whatever, but they're going to have to resolve this situation not just to the satisfaction of themselves, but to the satisfaction of everyone else.
What is so dangerous, Gregory Campbell, about Sinn Féin accusing the police of political policing? What's so dangerous about that? Is that not the normal rough and tumble of criticism that any political party will level at the police?
There are normal protocols and difficulties that all political parties face at different times because of different operational matters. Everyone knows that. But you do not go to the point where you are saying there are certain circumstances where we will review our support for the police.
But in terms of the charge that the PSNI is involved in political policing, do you accept that's the normal rough and tumble of criticism in Northern Ireland?
No, I accept that at various times, various political parties will have differences and complaints and issues with the police about how they carry out their duties. Of course they will. In a divided society, you're bound to have that. But you don't get to the point where one political party particularly with the history that Sinn Féin have in terms of not just support for police, but attacks on police by the movement that they were part of and the murder of hundreds of police officers. You don't get to the point where they say, this is a circumstance where we will review our support for policing. That's a bottom line. That's something that you cannot breach without very serious circumstances.
Do you agree, Gregory Campbell, that the PSNI have been involved in political policing at times?
No, I think the police at times have made errors of judgment, just like everyone else does.
But not political policing?
They have made errors of judgment, just like everyone else does. The police are not perfect, but there is a system in place, whether it's the Ombudsman, whether it's the Policing Board, that deals with a number of these issues. And if people have problems, they have the avenues to proceed down to get resolution. Now, you do all of that, but you don't threaten to review your attitude to the whole system of policing. Because if you do that, then that sends messages not just to your own community, but to the wider community. And to young people who are thinking of joining the police, and they're saying to themselves, well, I was going to join the police, but it would appear that there might be circumstances in which the biggest party in the nationalist community say, we're not going to support the police anymore.
Alex Maskey.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I know it's a bank holiday, but some of us still have work to do. Obviously, Gregory doesn't. I don't know what the purpose of this interview is, Stephen, to be quite truthful with you, because Gregory's never going to agree. He's never going to look positively on anything that we do or say. And you know, I just want to remind people, in particular perhaps Gregory, that Martin McGuinness and other Sinn Féin representatives, himself included, have over the years stood foursquare and back as far as with Hugh Yord and Peter Robinson, standing shoulder to shoulder with the Chief Constable, making sure that we were speaking and with one voice against the so-called dissident activities and the attacks on police and so on. We could not get that on any one occasion with a senior DUP figure all throughout last year, whenever we had this city of Belfast and other places around the north held a ransom by, including very small numbers of flag wearers, often including representatives of the DUP. So we have stood foursquare against disorder on the ground, violence being perpetrated by people who are totally unrepresentative. We have never been able to get a unionist to stand foursquare with ourselves and the police at any of those very difficult times. So we will be measured, in my view, by our actions and our words, and we've been very, very consistent in both. We support policing. We support good policing. We work with the PSNI to secure confidence within the community, but it has to be also remembered that the PSNI has a big job of work also to win that confidence, because Sinn Féin as a party can support whatever we wish, but the people at the end of the day will decide on the basis of the product served to them whether they're prepared to buy into that. And we have made giant strides, and we will continue to do that. But we will be very clear and very forthright if we see evidence in our mind of police interference or political policing. We will challenge it. It's not that long ago. Not that long ago, when Al Hutchison, the last police ombudsman, had to resign because of the scandal of PSNI people interfering in his investigation. That's political policing at its worst. That's at the core of the accountability of the new policing dispensation. And for anyone to suggest for one second that we would not seek to root that out, then they'd be very foolish and they'd be blind in the future, because while we're trying to build policing with those people, including those very many people in the PSNI, when we're continuing our job of work to make a proper, fully representative and, you know, a fair police service, the police themselves have a job of work to do to win that confidence. And there are people there who are out there trying to deflect that. And we won't allow it to happen, because we will have a good police service to represent this community and serve this community.
And Gregory Campbell, I heard Nigel Dodds on the radio this morning object to accusations that the police were involved in political policing. Let me just remind you what a DUP councillor said at a flag protest in Carrickfergus about policing.
I'm very glad to say that I am ashamed of the PSNI at the moment. The political policing and persecution of our Protestant people must stop. They beat our women and our children up the streets. They threw our pensioners into jail. They jail our young folk for waving the Union flag at the country provocatively. That, in my book, is wrong. And they must be held to account for that.
We have a chief constable.
We have a chief constable. We have Jerry Kelly has him wrapped round his wee finger. That has to change. He needs to go, and we know he needs to go. In fact, members of his own force know that he needs to go. He's a disgrace, and there are some of our police officers are nothing short of a disgrace as well.
So obviously, Gregory, that was the DUP politician, Ruth Patterson. I didn't hear very many people from the DUP criticise her when she accused the PSNI of political policing.
Well, and presumably, Stephen, you had that interview ready to roll a few minutes ago when you were trying to get me to say the words political policing. I presume that that was the case. No, I said then, and I repeat now, of course the police service has made mistakes, just as everyone else has made mistakes. But, you know, Councillor Ruth Patterson and others faced due process. They faced due process. We didn't say if she is tried or if she is questioned or whatever, we're going to take certain positions. That was allowed to proceed, was continued, and there was an outcome and has been dispensed with. Similarly with Gerry Adams, even though there is a massive disparity between anyone taking part in a lawful legal protest on the streets and the investigations that were going on with Gerry Adams. But let's look at this more central issue rather than getting off onto red herrings here. There is in place in Northern Ireland and has been for years a policing ombudsman and a policing board. Amongst other issues, those are two very robust avenues where people, politicians and the public, can go down that route, both of those routes and others, if they are dissatisfied with any element of how the police carry out their duties. Those two elements were in place over the weekend. Sinn Féin had already signed up to those two elements, among others. What part of those do they find deficient over the weekend that necessitated Martin McGuinness threatening what he did, threatening to review Sinn Féin's position in relation to the police, even though those two places were in situ, that allowed Sinn Féin or anyone else to take objections to the way the police had handled this process? They could take that to the policing board. They could go to the ombudsman. They could do all of that. There were other issues in the assembly and elsewhere that they can raise those issues, but they chose not to do so. They chose to threaten the stability of an entire political process. Why? Because Gerry Adams was in a crime suite in Antrim Police Station. You know, they need to make up their mind whether they're on board for a stable, fair, well-policed society or not, or whether they're prepared to threaten things and throw the rattle out of the pram any time a senior Sinn Féin member gets questioned. Because remember this, from the past, there will be other issues when other Sinn Féin people will have to answer for issues of the past. And that will come forward, whether it's in weeks or months that lie ahead, but they will come to the fore.
Well, Alex Maskey, let's leave Gerry Adams to one side for a moment. Do you agree that the family of Jean McConville deserves justice? Do you agree that someone should face court for that murder?
I agree that all of the victims of the conflict, and I mean, Gerry Adams spoke at length last night about the McConville family, and I don't want to rehearse all of that this morning because I'm very, very mindful that that family, as Gerry did say, is at the heart of all of this particular case. Moving a long way, there's a lot of people in that room last night who would be related to victims of the conflict. Quite a lot of people in that room last night would have been bereaved as a result of the conflict and never once would have had a whiff of justice to their family for the loss of their loved one. And for us, that's why we were very much committed to and engaged in support of the House and Megan O'Sullivan's proposals around how we deal with the past, because quite clearly there are different outcomes, if you like, that some of the victims want. There's no one person within the victim community. There's no one party represents all of the victims. So we thought that the House proposals at least offered a range of options that people may have got some solace or comfort or closure or justice, whatever was possible or whatever was the wish.
But Alex, do you think the murderers of Jean McConville should be brought before a court prosecuted? Would you like to see the murderer of Jean McConville in jail?
Well, I've just said to you, Stephen, I want to deal with this on a wider basis because it's not really possible to deal with it on a case-by-case basis. That's why I'm saying...
Why is it not?
Because there are so many people involved in this. so many people who have been left bereaved as a result of this conflict. I myself was a victim. I don't like to repeat that often, but people like yourself would never even relate to that, and certainly not Gregory. So the point I'd be making is we supported the Haas proposal, with at least in our view, and the view of the Thomas Junior Irish government, the US administration, and many, many others, including many people within the victims sector. They believe that the Haas proposal at least offer some options where they might get justice, where they might at least get truth, and they might get some sense of closure, or that's what those want. But the point, just a final point on that, Steve. So we want to make sure that those families who have been bereaved as a result of the conflict get some option open to them.
But they want the prosecution.
Well, some do and some don't. Some want, even if
Mr. McConville wants a prosecution.
Well, some of them do, that's right. And that's why I want to keep this on a wider level, because there are others who want to have maybe a prosecution, but if they can't get a prosecution, then they want to have at least the truth.
So are you saying, Alex, just for me to be clear, are you saying that Sinn Féin does not support individual prosecution? Well, I want to ask the question.
Well, you should listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, but let me get to the end of the question first. Are you saying that Sinn Féin does not support individual prosecutions of the past until there is a holistic strategy, a holistic agreement for all crimes of the past? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. And don't be asking me a question when you put the answer to me. I don't want to have that type of an interview, because this
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. It's a fair question.
Your outcome is,
do you support individual prosecutions or not?
I believe, my party believes, that the Haas proposals offered us a way out of the morass of the past, where families, if they cannot get a conviction in the courts, then they could at least perhaps get truth. No unionist party, including Gregory's, were prepared to sign up those proposals, but that means they're denying all of those families the prospect of getting to the core of what happened to their loved ones, either through a truth process or a judicial process. And we're supportive of that process. And from here on in, until we get a Haas proposal type of an agreement, then all of these cases are going to be dealt with on a piecemeal fashion. And then we will have a family like the McConville's, who, in my opinion, have been dragged through another very difficult number of days of a period here, because people have been convinced in their minds that Gerry Adams was involved in that particular terrible killing. And here we have Gerry Adams in custody for a number of days at the back end of years of speculation, criticism, allegations, television documentaries, and walks out of that police station after a number of days, 33 recorded interviews, not a simple shred of evidence. So here we have one family and dragged through it. And we're very mindful of that and very conscious of that. But there are many other families who will never even have the opportunity of having an allegation level against anybody. And we want the Haas proposals embedded and enacted to allow all of those families, every single one of the families of this conflict, to have some sense of...
You see, Alex, it comes down to this. If Sinn Féin is asking for police officers and former soldiers to be arrested... Why not Gerry Adams?
We have supported the victims. We have supported the families of victims. And whatever route they choose, we have supported them in that quest. We've made that very clear. There are families who are divided in their own home as to how they deal with the past. There are some families who do not want to know what happened to their loved one because it's too painful for them.
But you have asked for former soldiers to be questioned and arrested at times, haven't you?
We have supported all of the families who have wanted that. And again, that highlights, you see, what you need to understand is why there is so much anger in sections of our community at the arrest of Gerry Adams in the last number of days. Because it's only last week that the British Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, actually told the Ballymurphy families that there would be no more review into their case, even though he knows who the British Army personnel were. Not one of those British Army personnel who killed 11 people, to speak to Ballymurphy, have been arrested. Not one of the soldiers involved in Bloody Sunday and Derry have been arrested, even though the Savile Inquiry spent a considerable amount of time and an inordinate amount of money to produce evidence, which brought about an apology from the British Prime Minister to the families in Derry. Not one of those soldiers has been arrested. And that's what the contrast between what has happened to Gerry Adams and what has happened to perpetrators of state violence.
And
that's what angers people.
And Gregory Campbell, is the DUP consistent on this issue of who should and who should not be arrested? Because I have a quote here, Gregory, from you from last year about the soldiers involved in Bloody Sunday. And you said, if soldiers are to be arrested, this could prove disastrous in how our society deals with the past.
Yes, and I also said that if there was evidence against soldiers or anyone else, they should face due process. That is what should happen. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter whether their name is Gerry Adams or whether they're a private or a corporal in the army who overstepped the mark. But, Stephen, let's not avoid the issues here. And Alex Maskey sounds like someone who's trying to avoid the issues. The issues are very simple, and they are twofold. Do Sinn Féin, as the rest of us, want to see the people behind the murder, the abduction, the murder, and the burial of Jean McConville brought before a court of law? That's a very simple, straightforward, fundamental question. The answer that we give is yes, unequivocally yes.
Can you say yes to that, Alex Maskey?
Well, I support the family's quest for that, as I support the family's quest of all of the other victims' families. And what I'm saying to Greggy directly, if his party supports the Haas proposals, we get the Haas proposals instituted, then all of the families will have those options.
So does everybody want to see the persons behind the abduction and murder of Jean McConville in a court of law facing a murder charge?
Well, he's just said yes, Gregory Campbell. He's just said yes.
Yes, well, there was some hesitation about that. Well, that's good. That's some progress. The next fundamental...
No hesitation whatsoever, Gregory.
Do we all agree that what we have in place at the moment, and have had in place for a number of years, in the form of the policing board and the policing ombudsman, as well as the Assembly and the Justice Committee and other areas, that what we have there are fundamental ways of addressing complaints about how policing is carried out in Northern Ireland? Do we all agree that that's the case? Because we have up until the weekend.
Well, don't you accept then, Gregory, then, that the last ombudsman had to resign?
Do we accept that is the case or not?
Because the ombudsman is there. That role is there as the ultimate accountability role.
Okay.
And it was there on Friday night as well.
Do you not accept that it spoke volumes whenever the last ombudsman had to resign because of PSNI involvement in his investigations and the killings involving state forces? Do you accept that or not?
Well, you see, you're missing the point. Whenever that happened, there was no question. Sinn Féin didn't issue a statement. Martin McGuinness or Gerry Adams didn't issue a statement saying, unless this is resolved, we're going to review our attitude to policing and we might walk away. But that was said at the weekend. That's the point here.
And you know yourself, you see, you cannot go to the ombudsman or you cannot have the policing board intervene in the middle of a scenario because they are after the fact investigators.
Okay.
All those bodies are in place.
Yeah,
they're in place at the weekend.
And
Sinn Féin choose to go off. They chose to go off on a tangent, threaten all sorts of reviews of police.
All I want to do is to ask Gregory then 2 points. First of all, do you accept in the first instance that Al Hutchison had to resign because of the scandal of PSN involvement? Or do you accept that if the Haas proposals are instituted, we will give all of the victims of a conflict some option of...
We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Gregory Campbell, Alex Maskey, thank you.